I've been interested in the piece doing is a sort of an atmospheric piece that catches light and sort of in a way almost records the day passing. And with that also the seasons passing, the year kind of going through in that sort of way. And so I think you'll have vastly different experiences depending on what time of year you come to it, what time of day you come to it, and when you get to experience this piece. It has light bulbs fitted into it, so when you come at night, it'll be lightly illuminated. If you come during the day, you will hardly see the bulbs, even though they are on, but they're at 40 watts each, and so you don't really see that much light coming from them.
Then you have temporary exhibit out in the beautiful garden, and these are kind of Seussical pop-up ceramic pieces that somehow look as if they've just kind of grown from the ground, mix in beautifully with the flowers that are there. Some of them are incorporated within it. A completely different look and feel from what we're going to get in the lobby. Why is that?
The show out in the garden is you know, in a way, a sort of both a celebration and a way of trying to think about garden sculpture in a different way, perhaps, than you know, the normal Greco-Roman sort of sculptures that have nymphs and, you know, fecundity and all these kind of, you know, various kind of figurations and themes going through it. These try to kind of play up against a different idea, which is really trying to sort of integrate plant life with sculpture and thinking about those sort of aspects to it. There are a couple of pieces out there that people can also sit on if they want to. And so I'm trying to kind of make this sort of almost like a stage for life in some sort of basic way, as both thinking about how plants come out, how they grow, how they change, how they will eventually also change these sculptures. Again, when you come at a different point, the plants will have grown much more. Some of them might have wilted. Some of them, you know, might have taken over the sculpture fully and made it disappear. And so it is a sort of, it is an exhibition that has a time aspect to it, but also one where the sculpture in a way becomes a sort of stage for other things to happen. Whether that be the audience engaging with it or just the stuff that we never see, just plants continuing to grow and kind of take them over.
Obviously, in all of these installations, it's important to you that every time somebody comes, they could learn or see or experience something different or nothing at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've grown up caring about objects a whole lot, and for me these objects have always been a way for me to kind of situate myself in life, and so I think it's an approach that I have as a person myself that has then also become my practice in this way. I think it's also important to, you know, recognize how we continue to change our opinions about objects, and by that also really change the nature of an object. Things that have been with us for decades or millenniums or whatever else, either as, you know, persons or as the human race kind of in general. I mean, there is so much meaning that are tied to those objects, but also a meaning that continues to change. And so I'm really interested in investigating this idea that an object carries meaning with it, but that meaning is not a static thing. It is a continuously kind of debatable thing. And so for me, that's the core content of it.
Thank you so much for sharing, Anders.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Thank you so much for asking all these beautiful questions.